weekly segment with Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com.
By the way, Lee Sterling, two consecutive winning weeks for his clients, you, and this week releasing his first ever big play in almost a month, or not first ever, but big play in almost a month called the 50-unit underdog shocker. We'll have that in a minute. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. A big weekend in the Big 12 with three games that all matter in the race to see who plays for the Big 12 title. But the game that everyone's talking about nationally is Alabama and LSU in Tuscaloosa. Lee?
Yeah, you know, when I first looked at this game, I'm saying, okay, this is probably an LSU call. But sometimes when you look at all the data, and, you know, we've got at least each team has played eight games now, so we can get some pretty good analytics on every single team. And even though my head's telling me LSU, the numbers are saying Alabama, and I have a feeling that this game is going to be won by the team that can come up with the most explosive plays. And if that's the case, it's probably going to be Alabama with their wide receivers. They got three guys that are going to be playing at the next level for a long time here. Take nothing away from Joe Burrow. He finds a way to win this game. I mean, he's completing passes at a 79% completion percentage. That is a mind-numbing number here. And he has over 30 touchdowns already on the season throwing the football. But he's going to face Nick Saban. And Nick Saban, with an extra week to prepare, I think he'll throw out some different looks at him. Maybe we'll see that 2-4-5 defense that some of the college teams are throwing out now in passing situations. And on top of that, Alabama, number two in the country in turnover margin. Tight game, but I think Alabama pulls away late, 37-27.
All right, Lee, another battle of undefeateds, Penn State, and rowing the boat with P.J. Fleck in Minnesota.
Yeah, and remember, this is not a best out of three, best out of seven series. It's one game, and home field very important in a big game. And this crowd, I think, is going to be worked into a fever pitch here. You watch Minnesota, and they run really the same 15 or 20 plays, but just from different formations, and they do it well. And why are they winning even though they haven't played a whole lot of top-flight teams? It's because they win the turnover battle. Two or more takeaways their defense has gotten in six of the eight games here. And as good as Penn State was early, the offense has kind of stalled a little bit the last three games, gaining just an average of 293 yards a game here. Just one game, wrong team's favorite. Minnesota stays unbeaten, 24-23.
Well, that'll like make the college football playoff committee pucker up a little bit, because that, then they won't know
sure
what
would.
To do.
That very much leads into our next segment. segment of Minnesota. Thanks, Lee.
Yeah, we're going to have Minnesota. Paul features the Gophers in a minute. Now the Big 12, three games, all of them have an impact on who might play in Arlington. UT bye week coming off the off week against Kansas State, who just beat Oklahoma 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and here's the problem for Texas. I just don't think their defense is very good. And Kansas State, I went to that game against Oklahoma. That game was not a fluke. They dominated the line of scrimmage. I know it was a 6-point margin there at the end, but you know, they went on top of that, and the next week they go to Kansas and they run for 342 yards. So being real smart, only running their quarterback when they need to. They've kept him fresh this year when he was beaten up last year, and just think that this Texas team has too many holes on defense. Ranked number 118 in the country here, so they can make some stops and get enough players healthy to make plays. They're going to have problems here. Kansas State right now, they're on a roll here. Getting 7 points, I have them winning the game outright, 34-30. Yep.
Oklahoma, a 14-point favorite on the road at Iowa State, Lee.
Yeah, and Iowa
at home,
State
I guess Iowa State,
here,
I'm sorry.
You watch and you look at the coaching matchup. Lincoln Riley in the two games head-to-head against Iowa State's Matt Campbell has not fared well. At home 2 years ago where they're playing this game in Norman, he's laying 31 points, and they lose straight up 38-31. Biggest upset of the year. And last year, Oklahoma struggled, you know, laying 18.5 points to win 37-27. So that three high safety defense, I think, has really given the Oklahoma Sooners problems when they played. And Matt Campbell, this is where he does his best work. As a head coach at Toledo and Iowa State, 21-8-1 the last 30 games. Brock Purdy, horrible game last week, three interceptions, including a pick six. versus Oklahoma State. Rarely does he have two bad games in a row, and this defense only once versus Division I teams have they given up more than 24 points in a game here. Oklahoma wins 37-30, but I'll take Iowa State in the points.
All right, Baylor has lost four straight to TCU since that unbelievable 61-58 game with all that controversy in the BCS or the bowl or championship playoff, and both of them get left out. But since that time, Patterson last year, they had a wounded animal. They came in, their quarterback was hurt. The other one got hurt, kind of the same situation, although we think Duggan's going to play tomorrow. Your thoughts about Baylor, and this could end up being like 9-7 before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think Duggan's going to play also, but I think this is a case of taking Baylor or stay off the game. You know, if Duggan doesn't play, they got to go to a four-stringer. The second and third-string quarterbacks hit the transfer portal, and that could be a real problem. And, you know, I just thought watching the Baylor game last week, I thought they played scared to start the game. The first four possessions, they only had one first down. I thought the play calling was poor. I think if they are smart, they realize they need to attack. And last year, Charlie Brewer, he had his worst game of the season, in my opinion, 14-29 with an interception in that 16-9 loss. So, they got to be aggressive here. Matt Rhule, I think, understands that. He's 0-3 straight up against him. And when TCU is good, they usually are in the top 10, top 15 in turnover margin. When they're bad, they're way, way down there. This year, they're number 102 out of 130 teams here. I'm going to keep riding Baylor here, 24-20.
All right, Lee, your game of the week, the Cowboys and the Vikings.
Yeah, they want to get this game. Big game for both teams if they want to make the playoffs or playoff position. We'll give them to them for free, 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. How about this, guys? We rate our games from 10 to 50 units. Very rarely do we have anything above a 40-unit play. If they want to hop on board, how about this? Normally, you want to get from now through the end of the month, through Monday, December 2nd, it's 547. You can get my college football underdog shocker 50-unit play included in this package. Like I said, normally 547. Use coupon code SAVE200, just $347 for 4 weeks of action, and we're on a roll. 8-4 last week, already started off the week 2-1. It's all available, ParamountSports.com or 800-400-9741.
All right, man. Thanks, Lee. We appreciate it. You can contact Lee with the number he just mentioned or at Paramount Sports on Twitter or